bringing it back to kitchen remodeling and design here with Rosie certified kitchen designer, Miss Ann Lyons. You know, one of the great components of the show is we have experts listening in all the time. And right now we have an expert listening in that wants to join the conversation. I'm going to bring Jan in on line one. I don't know Jan, but apparently she is a rep for some Bosch and Thermador, which I think are two of the finer brands
Absolutely.
Of kitchen appliances made today. Jan?
Yes, sir.
We've never met, have we?
No, I have met Sweet Jennifer, however, out in the field and sold the virtues of a few new appliances to her, and it was about a year ago.
Okay, all right. Well, you heard us talking about induction, and you're going to bring another level of expertise to that conversation. Tell us how it works.
Sure. To demystify it, it's basically an electrical connection that uses magnetic energy, and that's why we need certain pans to work effectively atop the cooktops. And there are even ranges that are made now that are induction. Basically, the best thing about induction is, most especially here in Arizona, where we're so conscious of kitchen heat in this warmer weather, is that there is no ambient heat loss. I believe your guest mentioned that the burners don't get hot. It's true. The surface does not get hot. The pan itself is conduit. And so there's no lost heat to the kitchen atmosphere. And indeed, the cooktop does not radiate heat into the room once it's turned off.
Now, Jan,
unlike electric.
Now, yes. Jan, can you talk pricing? If I'm looking at a standard 36-inch Thermador electric cooktop, conventional, and then I look at the closest model available in convection, what is going to be the upgrade as a percentage to get to induction?
Rather than double, I would say 50%.
50%,
I actually
okay.
am a national product trainer. I don't sell the product.
Okay.
I try to make it irresistible.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Jan, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you offering up your expertise to the conversation. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks a million. So we're talking kitchen remodeling. We're talking about what have we done with the microwave? What have we done? The other thing that we've changed so much about the kitchens is opening up and bringing in a lot more light, both natural light and task lighting. When I bring in my lighting experts, I always figure, okay, we're going to do, you know, a few cans here, a few cans there, a little. And by the time I leave and they finish designing, they've always got twice as many lights as I anticipated. And it's on twice as many circuits controlled by twice as many devices. But it's always worth it.
And under cabinet lighting, that's always something that people just seem to overlook until it's mentioned, and then maybe you show it to them, and it's a great addition to any kitchen.
So lighting is another component that has added another layer of dimension to the cost of kitchen remodeling. We generally tell people if they're contemplating a typical kitchen remodel where we're going to remove everything and replace everything with modest grade cabinets, counters, and appliances, it's really tough to do very much of a kitchen for much less than $50,000.
It is.
It's really, really tough. And with that said, I've done several kitchens that were well north of $200,000.
Wow.
You know, I mean, when you can go to the appliance store and you can get in and out of there for $5,000 or $50,000, it makes a big swing in your budget. And with Jan calling and clarifying the induction, I mean, I'm glad I've got appliance experts I can lean on, because that is an area of the kitchen that's changing almost monthly.
Changes constantly, and that's what I like to do, is send them to an appliance expert such as herself, or, you know, people that she works for, because you never know what's new, the newest thing out in the field.
There's a press release this week of a refrigerator. You've always been able to go get ice, not always, but ice and water have been very popular
for
a lot of years. They have hot water now. You can get out of the refrigerator, and even to take it a step farther, you can do one cup servings of coffee out of your refrigerator.
I actually saw that, yes.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
You can do your. You no longer have to have that Keurig sitting on your counter. You just go to your refrigerator, make your coffee or your hot chocolate
or tea. Insert that little
Krupp
thing.
Okay. That's right.
And Lyons, if folks would like to get in touch with you during the week, the number is?
480-998-6961.
I appreciate you joining us this Saturday morning and talking through kitchens. Next Saturday, we'll be bringing a bathroom expert and be talking about the trends and the remodeling parameters of redoing your bathroom. So you're not going to want to miss that. That'll be in the 10 to 11 o'clock hour next Saturday morning. 9 to 10 next Saturday morning will be open line, and 8 to 9, of course, will always, as always, start to show off with our landscaping hour.
And I sent a note already to bring in the weed guy because weeds were very popular today, and with the moisture and the heat of, you know, that 70-degree heat, it makes weeds just come out of nowhere.
They'll be showing up here any day.
We'll be talking weed control as well.
There you go. Folks, we hope you enjoyed today's show. Hope you'll join us next Saturday at 8 o'clock. And in the meantime, if you were encouraged, educated, or uplifted in this 3 hours, do us all a favor here at Rosie on the House and pay it forward. Find somebody else that needs to be uplifted and do it.